In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There's very little to add to the reading of the Passion of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But I do want to take a moment to bring out the reality that we sang in the sequence hymn, that it was us who crucified Christ. It was for us that he died, that just as surely as if we had driven the nails into him, we crucified Christ. But we're also raised with Christ, and we'll celebrate that in due course. But first, we'll be intentional, especially this week, of remembering the things that Christ did for us, those things that make possible our salvation, our eternal life with God. That Christ came not because he needed to, but because we needed him to. That without the love and the giving of our Lord Christ, we would live lives of sinful desperation. But through Jesus Christ, we're able to put to death that life and rise as he did to new life in Jesus Christ, into eternal life with our God and Creator. And for that, we give thanks. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.